Okay, welcome back. This is part 7, and we are going to take on the Tower of Fear.
God's Palace.
So we have the layout here is we have the Tower of Judgment right at the front here. And then the Tower of Fear is off to the right. And then behind these two, you have the Tower of Truth and Regret. So this is the Tower of Fear right here.
Tower of Fear. Select Kelly, Ross. Select an option. Level 31. Select Kelly. Select an option. Level 30. Select Cut Cecil.
30.
Select an option. Level 30. Select Kelly. Seize Gabriel. Shauna. Select an option. Level 30. Select Kelly. Seize Gabriel. Shauna. Woozy. Kurt. Select level 30. Select Kelly. Kurt. Select an option.
Okay.
The Ghost Shadow has challenged you. Kelly. Ghost Shadow attacks Kelly, dealing 19 damage. So Kelly rolled a 31, dealing 14 damage. Kelly has increased to level 31. Strength. Select Kelly Cecil. Kurt, select an option. Level 30. A ghost chat Cecil. Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 5 damage. So Cecil, Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 6 damage. Select Cecil rolls a 20, dealing 8 damage. Ghost. Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 5 damage. So Cecil rolls a 31, dealing 13 damage. Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 5 damage. So Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 5 damage. Select Cecil rolled a 30, dealing 14 damage. Ghost Shadow attacks Cecil, dealing 5 damage. So 200, Cecil rolled a 26, dealing 11 damage. Cecil has increased to level 31. Select Kelly, Cecil Kelly, Kurt, select an up level 31, select Cecil Kelly, Cecil Gabriel, Shauna, select at level 30. The Ghost Shadow has shot, Ghost Shadow attacks Shauna, dealing 3 damage, select Shauna rolled a 36, dealing 15 damage, Shauna has... Gabriel has increased to level 20.
Oops. Okay.
A ghost shadow is shot. Ghost Shadow attacks Shauna, dealing 4 damage. So shot. Ghost Shadow attacks Shauna, dealing 3 damage. So Shauna rolled a 21, dealing 8 damage. Ghost shot. Shauna has increased to level 31. Strength. Shot. Select cut seat tape Shauna. Woozy. Select an option.
Hey, there we go.
Tower of Fear up 2.
Okay, this room is interesting. You hear all those. These are ghosts, and there's probably a couple hundred of them. If we encounter one, we'll get into a fight, and then they disappear if you beat them. There is a reward for defeating all of them, and the reward for doing so is quite good. I will do that later, when I can do it a lot faster than I would be able to do it now. I am, however, going to cut the left-hand side open so that I can get a few things that are along that wall.
A shadow of death challenge you to a battle. Select your move.
So this is what happens when you encounter these.
Shadow of death attacks Lucy, dealing 12 damage. Shadow of death attacks Lucy, dealing 12 damage.
Whoops, what am I doing?
Shadow of death attacks Lucy, dealing 12 damage. So Lucy,
forgetting who I'm using. That's what.
Shadow of death attacks Lucy, dealing 11 damage. Lucy slices the opponent with a knife, dealing 9 damage. Shadow Lucy.
They give pretty good experience too, like 550.
A shadow of death, shadow of death attacks Lucy, dealing 12 damage. So, shadow
but you would spend, if you were gonna fight all of them right now, you would easily spend, 525. If you're gonna fight all of them right now, you'd probably spend an hour or two doing it, and,
Select the active character, select an option, level 31. Select Sophelli, select level 31, select the active, select an option.
What I'm actually going to do as I'm fighting these is get Ross up to 33. Leave the other ones a little bit behind. Because actually, having him... He needs his next scroll, I would say. Before the next boss fight.
Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Select Ross.
But I'm not going to go out of my way to fight any more of these than I have to right now.
Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 18 damage. So 300 Ross. Shadow of death attacks.
Later on, I can come back and just sweep this very, very quickly.
Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Select Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. So Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 18 damage. Select 200 Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 19 damage. Select Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Select your move. Ross roll to 17, dealing 4 damage. 201 to 370. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Select your Ross roll. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 18 damage. Select Ross. Shadow of death attacks Ross, dealing 14 damage. Ross roll to 34, dealing 9 damage. Ross has increased to level 32. Strength.
Yeah, that's 32. Let me go for one more level.
Ross is level 32. Ross needs 27-28 experience points to reach level 33. Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. So 130 of 380. Roll dice, 87% Ross roll to 31. Dealing Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. So 57 Ross roll. Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 15 damage. 98 of 347%. Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 18 damage. So 80 of 17 Ross roll to 26. Dealing 6 damage. Ross has... Select Dragon Strike back. Medicine. Healing potion. Ross,
this is actually, if you are feeling like you're underleveled,
Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage.
This is actually a really good place to grind.
Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 18 damage.
I mean, with less than 3,000 experience needed per level at this point, getting 500 points per fight is really lucrative. And you can run into these, so you don't have to worry about encounter rate slowing you down. So this is actually pretty sweet. There's that.
Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 14 damage. Select Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 15 damage. Select 220, Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. So Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. So 177 of Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. So Ross roll to 34, dealing 10 damage. Ross. 161 of 380. Select Dragon Strike back. Medicine. Select an option. Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. So Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 15 damage. So Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 17 damage. So Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 16 damage. Select Ross, Shadow of Death Attacks Ross, dealing 19 damage. Select Ross, roll to 28, dealing 9 damage. Ross. Kelly has increased to level 32.
Alright.
297 of 380. You have found 2,000 coins.
Nice.
Kelly, Cecil, Gabriel, Shauna.
Give that to Shauna. That's why I wanted to clear out the left-hand side specifically to get those two things.
Ross found 5 medical miracles. Ross. Tower of the Rep 3. Tower of the Rep 2.
Is there anything else along the top here? It might be. I don't remember. I don't think so. Oh, there is something up in the corner. Okay, nice.
Ross found the save crystal. Ross for-
okay, yes. I now have two of these.
tower will be free.
All right, here we go. This person has something interesting to say.
These towers are found to wide open rooms, hallways, or other areas. If you can avoid getting lost, you are lucky. I will give you a tip though, you are right now in a long hallway, going from here, far off to the right. The exit you want though, is just to the west of me. Hope I helped. Don't expect kindness like mine everywhere, no, tee.
Well, in heaven, I kind of would expect that, actually, otherwise it wouldn't really be a place worth spending eternity in.
Select the Yak Kelly. Select an op level 32. Select the Yak Kurt, select level 32. Select the Kelly, Cecil. Select an option, level 31. 224 of 255.
Wait, did I get
to
level
33?
No, I didn't. I need one more fight. Well, he would have gotten that no matter what I did at this point, but okay, whatever.
But that Ross, Shadow of Death Attack Ross, dealing 15 damage. So Ross roll, Shadow of Death Attack Ross, dealing 16 damage. So 206, Ross, Shadow of Death Attack Ross, dealing 15 damage. So Ross, Shadow of Death Attack Ross, dealing 18 damage. 14, Ross roll to 35, dealing 10 damage. Shadow.
Okay.
Ross has increased to level 33. Strength has increased. Ross can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll into the Pulse. Ross has received 50 coins. Select the Yak Kelly. Kurt, select an op level 32. 941 of 960.
I think that's the one I want to take, actually, back
there. Because
if you keep going up, it's a really long spaghetti noodle dead end. So I'm going to go back down a bit. This one, I believe, will get me where I need to go.
A ghost, Kelly, ghost shadow attacks Kelly, dealing 16 damage. Select 823. Kelly, ghost shadow attacks Kelly, dealing 17 damage. So Kelly rolled a 28, dealing 13 damage. Ghost. Cecil has increased to level 32. Strength. Gabriel has increased to level 30. Strength.
See, a lot of this is muscle memory. Like, if somebody asks me on the forum to give them exact written directions to get through a place as complicated as this, I will probably fail at doing that because there are really no landmarks. But if I can sit down and hear it, I do pretty well in terms of actually muscle memorizing a place like this. Given how many times I played it, it's not like I'm not going to make mistakes, as you've seen, but
select 700, Kelly, Shadow of Death Attacks Kelly, dealing 55 damage. Kelly, Shadow of Death Attacks Kelly, dealing 57 damage. So Kelly rolled a 55, dealing 9 damage.
That just seems to be how I do things, I guess.
Shadow has increased to level 32. Level 32.
Okay, so I think everybody's at least 32 at this point.
32, so yeah, I'll stay with Kelly
until she gets to level 33.
Ghost Shadow attacks Kelly, dealing 16 damage. So Kelly rolled a 34, dealing 16 damage.
Alright, this room is the... There's lots of little openings here. These don't go anywhere, though. So just want to skip all of these. They just circle around and waste your time.
A Shadow of Death Attacks Kelly, Shadow of Death Attacks Kelly, dealing 57 damage. So 550 Kelly, Shadow of Death Attacks Kelly, dealing 64 damage. Select Kelly, Shadow of Death Attacks
Kelly. We just want to keep going right. We are almost to the staircase that leads to the final floor of this place.
7%, Kelly rolled a 17, dealing 7 damage. Shadow. 317 of 960, select Dragon Strike Scrolls.
There's no even reason to heal, because I'm going to hit the staircase right now.
Tower of Fear at 4. Would you like to heal?
Okay, so that is the Tower of Fear done. With the exception of course, the ghost stuff, which, should be fair, would have put me, like, in my level 40s if I had done it, maybe more. You can actually, I have done it at this point, And you could get Shauna up to level 50 here very, very, very easily. But strictly speaking, I don't need to do that right now. Where are you, Dusty? But you could. I mean, the kind of third and final act of this game is really broken by the fact that you have Shauna at level 50 or higher, and she has a very powerful Dragon Strike spell at that point. There it is. Okay. For posterity, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 steps up from the save point and left.
Save again. Please wait. Game save.
When you have Shauna at level 50, she is just... She's already broken now, as you can see, but she becomes a whole lot more so.
A voice spoke, seeming to come from everywhere around me.
When she hits level 50. I could have easily gotten her up to level 50, in that ghost room very quickly, but there's a reason I didn't, and you'll see at the end of the next place.
Face your fears, face your nightmares, face fear. If you are wise, you'll fear power. The love of power can create the greatest kind of evil. You must make sure you do not become addicted to power. Can you face yourself in super form? Power the process challenge you to a battle. Select your move. Roll dice. Use the dragon strike scroll. Select the dragon cast infinite pulse. Face power 42.
Yeah. Infinite pulse.
Broadcast a perfect infinite pulse. Dealing 35 damage. Power the process attack draws. Dealing 41 damage. So 74. Use it. Select cast infinite pulse. Face.
Yeah. So he's gonna die in 4 hits. Move very fast.
Infinite pulse.
Rock, power the cross attack draws. Dealing 36 damage. Select your 313 over 45 for fuse it. So infinite.
Yeah. Infinite pulse.
Rock, power the cross attack draws. Dealing 48 damage. So 19% fuse it. So cast infinite.
Yeah.
One more.
Infinite pulse.
Rock cast a perfect infinite pulse. Dealing 33 damage. Power the cross defeated. Rock has gained 412 experience points. Ross has increased to level 34. Strength has increased by 2, defense by 2 and health. Kelly has increased to level 33. Strength has increased by 3, defense by 0 and health by 30. Uzi has increased to level 32. Strength has... Ross has received 500 coins. Puff puff. That was intense, I said, out of breath. God, that was creepy, I said. You're back, Stella said. How was it, she asked. In a word, scary, I said. If I had to describe that experience in one word, scary would definitely be the one I'd pick. Hey, where's Dad? He's busy right now, she said simply. Well, I doubt the last two will be as scary since this tower is specifically called the Tower of Fear, but I bet they will only get more and more difficult, she said. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, I said. I don't think there is anything on earth that can be so difficult. You don't really mean that, that's your fatigue talking, she said. Rest up at the hotel and come back to the Tower of Truth.
Okay. I'm gonna go straight in there, because actually... The Tower of Truth is very short, with the exception of the trial at the end of it. So I will... Do the Tower of Truth in this part, and save at the end of it before the trial.
Tower of Truth.
All right, so this room. Level wise, he's 34.
Select an option, level 33.
She's 33.
Select an option, level 32.
He's 32. Okay, he's 32. We want to do. There's lots of teleporters here, and they all just warp you out. So what we want to do is take one step forward. To get past this one, 5 steps to the right, and then go up and hit that one. The staircase right there, you can't get to it. We actually need to hit this switch right up here.
Shadow of Death Attack Cecil, dealing 17 damage. So 31st Cecil, Shadow of Death Attack Cecil, dealing 18 damage. So Cecil, Shadow of Death Attack Cecil, dealing 18 damage. So 187%, Cecil rolled a 9, dealing 4 damage. Shadow of Death Defeat, Cecil has gained 520.
Gets rid of a teleporter that was in the way. I should mention that this place has one very dangerous enemy called a land shark.
Okay,
this is getting a little bit dangerous.
Cecil has increased to level 33. Strength. Cecil has received 100.
Okay, I think that's gonna have select to do it for him
rolls.
Because.
Back. Dragon strike scroll. What action would you like to perform? List practices. Cancel. Select an option. Select dragon's back. Medicine. Healing potion.
Cecil I don't know option. His scrolls as well select because option. I don't really use him.
Ross. Kelly.
Later game. So I don't know his later game stuff as well. And
select an option.
There are some insanely dangerous enemies in here called land sharks that can
shadow of death.
Almost one-shot some of us.
Shadow of death attacks Kelly, dealing 65 damage. Kelly, shadow of death attacks Kelly, dealing 56 damage.
So we want to be able to hit those with a
Kelly rolled a 33, dealing 15 damage.
With a strong spell. Alright, so now we can get up here. What we have here is we have to go left.
Shadow of Death, Kelly. Shadow of Death attacks Kelly, dealing 55 damage. Still 760%. Kelly. Shadow of Death attacks Kelly, dealing 57 damage.
We have two switches. Again, switches that control teleporters that make them appear and disappear. The switch right here will make a teleporter appear in our way that will teleport us not where we want to go. So we actually want to keep going.
Holy Angel will challenge you. Kelly,
skip
Holy
that one.
Kelly, dealing 97 damage. 90 for 500.
And hit this next one. You can hear off to my left if you could before I got into this fight.
Holy Angel attacks Kelly, dealing 85 damage.
To take away a teleporter that's blocking my path.
So 150 of 33%. Rolled 150.
Oh jeez, this is getting not good.
Select God's anger. Face power. Diabolical fire. Face power. Face God's anger. Kelly cast a perfect God's anger, dealing 176 damage. Holy Angel defeat. Kelly has gained 690.
Needed to be careful there.
Kelly has increased to level 34. Strength. Gabriel has increased to level 31. Strength. 180 of 1020. Select dragons. Back. Medicine. Level of medical miracle. 13. Kelly uses the medic. Medicine. Medic. Level of healing potion. Select an option.
Okay.
Select an option. Level 34. Select Kelly. Cecil. Gabriel. Shauna. Select level 32.
Oh, you're level 32. Okay, let's get you caught up. Okay. So now we've done that. That'll get rid of the teleporter off to the right. Okay, here's the freaking dangerous thing. Basically, this could do hundreds to any of us.
In three easy steps.
Though we can one-shot it pretty easily. Does give decent experience, though. So I'll take it. Pass up that staircase. That was the way we came.
Holy Angel will challenge you to a battle. Holy Angel attacks Shauna, dealing 19 damage. 86. Shauna. Holy Angel attacks Shauna, dealing 20 damage. Select Shauna. Holy Angel attacks Shauna, dealing 18 damage. Select Shauna. Holy Angel attacks Shauna, dealing 19 damage. Select Shauna. Holy Angel attacks Shauna, dealing 17 damage. Select 19 for 220. Shauna rolls a 31, dealing 128 damage.
Okay.
Answer me this. Ross, who is most important to you? Myself. Kelly. Gabriel. Shauna. Myself, Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna.
This is another one of these where you get asked random questions. There's a few more of these on this floor. And if you don't answer the right way, you'll be teleported all the way back out.
Answer me this. Ross, do you truly love your father? No, not really. Not in a million years. I truly love my father. No idea, love's a tricky thing, isn't it? No, not really. Not in a million. I truly love my father. The dragon has challenged you to a shot. Dragon attacks Shauna, dealing 12 damage. Shauna, dragon attacks Shauna, dealing 14 damage. Dragon attacks Shauna, dealing 13 damage. Select 187 over 20%. Shauna roll. Dragon attacks Shauna, dealing 15 damage. Select Shauna roll to 12, dealing 22 damage. Ross has increased to level 35. Strength has increased by 2. Shauna has received 100 coins. 172 of 319. Answer me this. Ross, would you trade in your life for Kulokma to live again? In a heartbeat. Not in a million years. None of your business. No, I don't think he would want to come back. He sounds happy here.
That is actually the correct answer.
The Shadow of Death attacks Shauna. Shadow of Death attacks Shauna, dealing 10 damage. So Shadow of Death attacks Shauna, dealing 11 damage. So Shadow of Death attacks Shauna, dealing 10 damage. So 141 of Shauna rolls a 36, dealing 15 damage. Power 2 to 3.
Okay. Last floor. Well, before the big boss floor. So I will, I guess, take a moment to explain what's coming. The boss here is not really a boss at all. It's simply a trial to prove essentially that all of your friends are cared for. In terms of the game, what that means is that everybody is basically the same level and has the same amount of strength. Whether it works or not in practice, I don't really know. But what happens is everybody has to beat Ross. And then, optionally, after everybody's beaten Ross, you can choose to continue fighting and have it where everybody would have to beat everybody. So everybody versus Ross, everybody versus Kelly, everybody versus Cecil, everybody versus Gabriel, everybody versus Shauna, everybody versus Lucy. That takes a long time, but in doing it, everybody would get 5,000 coins and quite a lot of experience. The next area of the game, the fourth tower, is kind of balanced around the assumption that you did the full version of that trial, even if it is technically optional. If I didn't do it, I would have to spend time leveling off of regular enemies, which would give you actually far less reward than the trial would, though arguably the ghosts might be even better in some ways, though you wouldn't get as much money. So I am going to save at the end of this, and we will start a new part, and I will do that trial segment I will dedicate a full episode to it, because it may very well be a part that most of you don't necessarily want to listen to all of it, so I will dedicate it to its own part. Give you the option to eliminate it should you choose to do that.
Run away. Use the dragons. Select the path. Meteor rush. Base power 100. Cancel. Meteor rush. Base power 100.
Oh.
Cancel. Select your move. 294-495. Roll dice.
Well, I'm just gonna have to hope here, because I might not run from this.
Slice with knife. Lucy slices the opponent with a knife. Dealing 272 damage. Land shark attacks Lucy, dealing 80 damage. Select
okay.
Slice Lucy,
not as bad as I thought it would be, but
land shark defeated. Lucy has 214-495.
Well, at least it wasn't bad with her. I don't know her scrolls either, because you just never use them. She isn't really that... She's really good, actually, with her knife, but I never really use her late game, so...
134-495, select dragon strike back, medicine, healing potion, Lucy, met selected option, 495-495.
Okay.
Holy Angel attacks Lucy, dealing 20 damage. Holy Angel attacks Lucy, dealing 16 damage. Holy Angel attacks Lucy, dealing 17 damage. Holy Angel attacks Lucy, dealing 18 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 damage. Lucy slices the opponent with a knife, dealing 78 damage. Lucy has increased the level.
Alright, This is an interesting one, and a tricky one. Again,
hey, I need to ask you a few questions.
If you fail this, it will actually send you all the way back out of the dungeon, which is probably, I would say, a little bit harsh, but,
Am I a complete and total stranger to you? Yes.
You have to lie. So am I a total stranger to you?
No.
The answer is no.
Do you love me? Yes.
Do you love me? The answer is yes.
What is the absolute of minus four? Four.
Absolute of minus four.
Minus four.
Is minus four.
Is the answer to life, the universe, and everything 42? Yes.
And we say yes to that.
Power to the four.
There's galactic dust.
The galactic dust.
Just one step to the left
like
there.
Yes. Would you like to save the game? Please wait.
Alright. That's going to be the end of this part. When we come back in the next one, I'm going to dedicate the entire part to doing this very lengthy round-robin trial between all of your party members. It's 36 fights against yourself, basically. And it does take 45 minutes to an hour to get through it. So that's all that's going to be in the next part. If you don't want to watch that, just skip it. That's why I'm putting it all by itself. So until then, I'll either see you in next part or the part after. Thank you very much.